Hello, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and something that I've recently done that helps me and something that's kind of come from that. So I started a routine of meditation nightly before bed sometime, I think it was in either August or September of last year is when I started doing that consistently. And I will use a variety of guided meditations depending on, I don't know, whatever kind of speaks to me in the moment, whatever category I feel like I need. To talk about a couple of different ones, I've done one that I really was content with, that it's, I've brought it up a handful of times before. This fucking kid that I follow on YouTube, Aaron Dowdy, has got a lot of interesting shit. Like, if it's for you, check it out. It's a fucking rabbit hole, so have fun getting lost down there if that's, you know, it's interesting, because the whole concept, he's been recording for fucking years, about raising awareness and consciousness, basically. And to summarize, I know I've probably said this 1,000 times, but whatever. Every time I bring it up, I kind of give a rundown in case I have a new listener. But his material is pretty much a mix of, like, to me, it's like a mix of, like, spirituality, consciousness, like literal consciousness, not like in a figurative kind of way, esoteric teachings, and then also like legit psychology. And the way that he blends the stuff together, coupled with, okay, so here's the thing, right? This touches on one of the episodes that I recorded recently, is I like the way he uses words. So you know what I mean? I think that's one of the things that, like, I really like the way he strings the thoughts together and the word choices that he uses in his material and how it goes back and forth. If you watch enough of it, you'll see how it vacillates from being very deep and serious, but then it'll also swing into, like, there's a certain silliness in the material that he's putting out as well. So, you know what I mean? That, I like the dichotomy of that. And then also, you know, it really shows an honest perspective on the multidimensional aspects of the human form, you know, and this is my own personal opinion, but whatever. So guys got a lot of different meditations out there. The first one I ever came across of his is what's called, he calls it the frame technique. And basically what it is it's this guided meditation where you're using a candle flame as a focal point. And through the guided meditation, you're using it as basically like a way to differentiate self versus other, you know. And the whole principle is it's a meditation that's like a literal tool to help someone feel in their own body and safe in their own frame. If you want the summary, if you want the whole thing, go fucking find it on YouTube. That is not my avenue of expertise. That's not something that I feel comfortable really touching too much about in detail. I can just tell you that it's one that I needed it at the time that I came across it the first time, and I found it very helpful to utilize at the time that I did, because it's something that I started using when I was experiencing some pretty extreme nervous system dysregulation, and it kind of helped me to get back in my body and calm the fuck down, for lack of a better way of putting it. So I really value that. So that one, I'm gonna be real with you, that one is one of my go-tos that when I find myself extremely dysregulated, that one is always a beneficial meditation that I use pretty consistently. So that's one. That's my old go-to that I keep in my back pocket for a rainy day. It's always easy to find. I started that one in 2022, actually. And well, it's funny too. So I don't remember which video, because again, I've been following this guy's shit for a while now. But there was a video that I came across at a time that I needed it that expressed this phrase, and this has fucking stuck with me ever since. I have no idea what video I found it in. It was probably sometime in 2022, in case you're, wanna go seeking that. But the phrase is, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you. And so I've heard this put in so many different ways and since then, but never so bluntly. And I'm a fan of direct communication, so clearly finding that phrase in that context really spoke to me. And so there's that one, right? So that's one of the ones that I use. Another one that I have used, he's gotten one on that's basically for confidence. And I found that one really beneficial at the time that I used it. And then there is another one that he has that's about opening your heart. And so I've used that one a couple of times. And the whole principle of it is to open your heart and to help you feel more love. I've used that one a couple of times. I've just decided to shift from one of his other meditations into this one recently. And what I found with this one, because again, this is the second round of using this one as my guided meditation, is I don't know what, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't understand exactly how meditating works, but I'm gonna elaborate on what this one has done for me. Because one of the things that it goes into with this meditation is it basically suggests to, in one part of the meditation, it suggests that you close your eyes and you imagine a time in which you felt most connected to love and to your heart. And so it's kind of guiding you to find a memory, in which, you felt love. Okay. And so the first time that I used it, I had a very specific memory that I was pulling up. And that was one where my nephew was probably like 2 or 3. I was a teenager at the time, mind you. And my nephew was like 2 or 3. And for whatever reason, I'm guessing it might have been when his younger brother was born. I don't remember the why, but for whatever reason, he was staying with my mom and I at her place. And he was having a hard time. He was really restless. This is a night. He was really restless and he wanted to go home. And in hindsight, I think this is, obviously he was experiencing some kind of separation anxiety. And so he and I went and sat down on the front porch. And he kind of told me about, I don't remember, because again, he's a fucking toddler. I don't remember the exact detailings of everything that he said, but he was really upset and he wasn't feeling okay and he wanted to go home. And this memory still kind of stands out to me, and this is the one that I was using for this month for the first time around, because I don't know, it's something I felt very connected to my heart, and I remember in those moments just kind of holding him. You know what I mean? And comforting him, because everything that he was talking about at that time was something that, I could definitely relate. I've been, even as a fucking adult, dude, I've been in a lot of different circumstances where I feel very out of sorts, discomforted, and out of place, and like the only thing I want to do is I want to go home. And like, I mean, I think the most recent time I experienced that was like in the summer, except ironically, the home that I was thinking of was not the home that I went to, because the home I was thinking of didn't exist for me anymore. But and ironically, that's kind of been an underlying life theme, to be fair. I think that's something that comes along with my upbringing, is like I have a hard time feeling like home is like a physical, tangible thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to elaborate on that better. But yeah, like the whole like constantly like picking up and going somewhere else and picking up and going somewhere else, and you know, dad's always out in the field or whatever, and then you know, mom's working, and then they're both just gone. Like there's a certain feeling of homelessness that comes along with the upbringing that I had. And so like even then, because I think I was like fucking 17 or 18, I don't remember at the time that this happened, like I can fucking relate to this kid. Like I can 100% relate to this kid, like feeling sad and wanting to go home. So like what do I do in that moment? Like we go sit outside on the front porch on a summer night, and I'm just kind of like cuddling him. And so this is the memory that I used the first time that I had done this meditation. And it's really like I find this one gets me in touch with a lot of feelings, like discomforting feelings that are also necessary to unpack, is what I would say. Because when I do this one, and even like I do realize how much in life I operate from a guarded place. And so being able to be open, like and feel be open and feel okay having feelings, is something that I'm very much a work in progress about. And so since I started this time, second time around, I was trying to pick a different memory. And in trying to find a different memory where I felt most connected to love, I found myself coming up short. Like, and in that, it's so weird. Like, I had a handful of different thoughts about that. The first one was kind of concerning, but it might be something. Like, how much of my life have I spent in like a state of like functional freeze or like constant active dissociation, you know? Because like what I will say, like I know that I am loved. I know that I have had encounters with people that love me. That's not a question. Like I know this, but I can't recall them. And more specifically, like I try my best. So this is another thing, right? When it comes to this guided meditation, is I try to not, oh shit, hold on. I try not to recall positive memories that I've had with people that I think are not good for me or have turned out to not be good for my life. And so therein lies a whole nother challenge. And I think by doing that, like, sounds terrible, but it's honest. I think by doing that, I'm narrowing my window that much further. And it's difficult. Now, like, that was something that as I was doing this one last night, in having a hard time with it while I was, you know, going into my meditation last night, I finally had something come, like something finally came up. But as I was doing it, like I I just started weeping, which I think is good because I feel like this is the point of, you know what I mean, like this kind of guided meditation to help you open your heart. Like it's brutal. I guess it helps me to get in touch with things that maybe I don't want to totally get in touch with. It's a complex dichotomy. But what finally came to mind was a memory from work. So the day after I was sexually assaulted by my spouse, I went into work and I wasn't really feeling my best. Like, I mean, that's a thank you, Captain Obvious, but I wasn't really feeling motivated, and I really didn't feel like interacting with very many people. And so I specifically went to one part of my area of responsibility, and I kind of hung out and hid there with a former employee. And that's what I reflected on when I was doing my meditation last night, because it was a moment where immediately following, you know, something that I'm still processing, learning how to feel safe in my body around the opposite gender, from, you know what I mean, even though that happened like 3 years and some change ago, this is the day after, okay? As this happened on a late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, I go into work that Sunday and I'm engaging pretty much with primarily one person on my team. And I kind of stay there and I'm just kind of like hiding out there and we're just having regular conversation. And this area, like, it is kind of like in the aftermath of all of that, this portion of my area became like a little safe space, if you will, you know. And during the dialogue of the conversation, I don't remember how it got there, but somehow it got to, like, he was recommending some TV shows. Like, he was talking about some kind of a family gathering and had recommended some TV shows. And at the end of the day, I am still very grateful for that because I don't think he honestly understands that he was, essentially speaking, like, he was a safe man for me to be around at a time in which I needed to know that some, like, safe men existed. And so that was kind of like my, for lack of a better way of putting it, like my security blanket when I was at work and processing all of this shit, was this one little corner of my area. And like there were times when I was dealing with that I would go into that area and I would just kind of get in my head and I would start like cleaning and organizing and just like I would kind of like hide and do behaviors that I normally utilize as a self-soothing technique. And I don't think I ever expressed the genuine gratitude that I have just for having that. Because everybody has tough life experiences, and I think the thing that really touches my soft places, I guess, is that like this motherfucker didn't know, you know what I mean? Like I didn't, you know, go into work saying like, "Hey, I was just raped by my husband. Can I come hide out here? You know, can you make me feel safe? You know, hey, my complete, you know, every piece of my current existence is literally falling apart. And I don't know how to operate as a human being on a day-to-day basis." You know, like those conversations weren't had. But at the same time, like, there was a certain semblance of stability and calm that was provided just by, like, you know, the unspoken understanding and just kind of letting me be. And so, yeah, it was a whole ass experience, like going through that and having that. I don't know. It was a complex, there's a lot of complex emotions behind everything that transpired, you know, in 2021. It was a crazy time. And like, it's hard not to have all of those experiences and not feel some kind of way about it. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that like negatively either. Like I am very thankful that I was allowed to have that safe space during the time that I needed it. I'm still grateful to this day for the distraction that I was given in the conversation about like random television programs. And I'm telling you, like, fact, I use like those are the TV programs I used to keep myself distracted and try to laugh when I couldn't sleep, when I couldn't think, when my blood pressure was skyrocketing because of the stress of still being in the same house. You know, because I didn't know, you know, what was coming next. That was my fuck, there's a word. I can't think of it right now. But that was my little, like, I got a very small glimpse of hope in a time that life felt extremely hopeless, where everything was just, you know, like minute by minute, you know what I mean? Like the whole time frame is completely batshit crazy time frame for me. But like, I don't think I can thoroughly and accurately convey how much, like, how okay I felt despite, you know, everything not being okay. You know what I mean? Like the safe presence that I was provided. I don't know. Like, it's really hard to get into these things and not fucking ramble. But it's really hard to string together cohesive thoughts, like even like talking about that. But yeah, so that was, again, that was the one that like popped into my head last night, was, you know what I mean, feeling like I had a safe place like provided to me like the day after I was assaulted by my spouse. And I wept, like, as I was getting into my meditation, like I just fucking wept, and like I kept going through it. And this is the thing about this meditation, like, I can't say that this shit works for everybody, But I feel like it's a tool that I have to have now to function as a human being. And if I like, I like that I have this one in my back pocket for if I feel like I'm getting too, I don't know, intellectualized, I guess, for lack of a better term, then I like to use this one to get in touch with my feelings because I know they exist and I'm discomforted by them. So, yeah, that's my tale of this meditation. So, I don't really have much else on this topic for now. So, I'm going to sign off. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And as always, be well.